Welcome to the Human Kindness at Work podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories of people just like you making a difference in their corner of the world. You'll hear how human kindness is at work and how you can be a part of it. I'm Jennifer Clark. Ready to be inspired? Here we go. Hey, welcome back to the Human Kindness at Work podcast. Today, I have a special solo episode for you because it's my birthday week, and I thought it would be a treat to share a personal story of human kindness at work in my world with you. When life rips the rug out from under you, small gestures of human kindness can go a really long way. This story is about my son, a pair of shoes, and a piece of plastic. So it was 2021, and my husband was suddenly let go from his job. He had been working in ministry with families and children for 16 years, and we were blindsided. My voiceover business at the time was still in its infancy, and I was hardly making any money. So at that time, we chose to invest a large portion of our small savings account into training for my husband to enter a new field and career. So he went from ministry to tech, and those 9 months of his training and job search were, while unemployed, were some of the hardest and sweetest and just most overwhelming months of our marriage. And overwhelming in both ways, the really awful and the really amazing. Our kids, we have three children, and they knew what was going on and that finances were really tight, although they never knew how low our bank account actually was. They had to quit their extracurricular activities that required payments. We stopped all necessary spending, and we said yes to all the help that was offered to us. From the very, very beginning, we knew that we needed to be humble and accept whatever grace was extended to us because we didn't know how long my husband's unemployment would last. That looked like saying yes to things like Medicaid, the food pantry at our elementary school, and we even had someone offer us part of a cow that they had butchered. They said, "We've got some frozen meat, you know, you're welcome to have." So we had part of a cow in our deep freezer for a few months. We had always been on the giving side of kindness, and life was requiring us to be on the receiving end. So fast forward 8 months from my husband's job loss. Our bank account was scary low. We were preparing ourselves to take on debt in order to live. And our son, who is our eldest, was 12 at the time. And he was old enough to know and be a little more aware, more than his sisters, of how hard it was for us. He still saw the ways that God was sustaining us through the generosity of others. And because of the young man that he is, he never asked for anything. That makes me sad. Our son loves to play basketball. And at the time, he wasn't playing competitive ball, so we were able to scrape together enough for him to keep playing for that very short season of basketball. And one night after practice, I noticed that his toes were bloody. And I asked him about it. I looked closely at them, and I realized that his shoes had been too small for a long time. They were rubbing against the joints of his toes so much that he was bleeding. And he didn't want to say anything to us because he didn't want to make things harder on us financially. And as a parent, that's just one of the worst feelings, to know that your child has shouldered a weight that was not theirs to carry. So right there, I told him to get in the car and we'd go get new shoes. We didn't have the money to get new shoes, but I wasn't going to let his toes bleed. And so we stopped at Target first. We were returning a gift we'd been given in order to buy a couple of pairs of pants for my six-year-old, who had put holes in most of her pants because she spent most of her time crawling around on the floor pretending to be a cat. That's just like the life of a six-year-old, right? So we were leaving Target and I heard somebody call my name. And I turned around to see a couple who had been part of the church that my husband had previously been on staff at. And it was really good to see them. They are wonderful people and they don't want to be named. But they knew us and they loved us. And so we chatted for a little bit. We caught up and the husband asked my son how basketball season was going. And after he shared a little bit, I mentioned we were headed to Dick's Sporting Goods to pick up some new shoes because my son had had this crazy growth spurt and we laughed about it. They encouraged my son and then we started walking out the door. And I heard my name again. And the husband came running up and said, "Hey, I've had this in my wallet and I bet it'll help you get that new pair of shoes." And it was a gift card to Dick's and it was $60. It still makes me emotional. The tears were like streaming down my face and I couldn't stop them. And this couple had no idea how tight money was for us. Nobody did. They didn't know that my son's toes were bloody from wearing shoes that were too small. They didn't know that my husband and I were preparing to go into debt in order to survive. They didn't know that everyone in our family was making major sacrifices during this season of life. They just knew that my husband was still unemployed and that they had a piece of plastic that could offer some financial relief. But I didn't explain all of that to them. I just said, "Thank you," and that it had been a hard season and this was so helpful, and I hugged them goodbye. So we walked out the door and I heard my name again. And this time the couple came up with $40 cash and they said, "Get something for the girls." And I absolutely lost it. When we got to the car, I said to my son, "I'm so sorry if that was totally embarrassing, like a 12-year-old, you know, to a 12-year-old mom's like losing it in public in the parking lot." But I said, "This is exactly what it feels like to be seen and cared for." And it was such a beautiful thing for my son to experience. His need being met by someone who didn't even fully know his need. And it was also a perfect example of for him to see what I call nudges from God in action. These, you know, divine gut feelings, like the ways you're eyes and your attention are drawn to someone's need. I wholeheartedly believe that those are God's way of caring for us through the love of others. And in that moment in the car, my son and I were overwhelmed in the very best way, that God saw us and loved us, that God knew what we needed and hadn't forgotten us. So my encouragement to you is to pay attention to those nudges and then act on them. Don't just feel them and talk yourself out of them. You know, I think it's so easy to be drawn to someone's need and then rationalize ourselves out of showing the kindness. And remembering this story got me thinking about really easy ways to put human kindness to work. I did a little digging. Did you know, this is according to Capital One, 43% of Americans have unused gift cards sitting around with an average total of $244 remaining. So first of all, go check your wallets, people, and wherever you stash your gift cards. But unused gift cards are an easy way to bless others. And as someone who has been the recipient, I can tell you that was so timely for us. And guess what? It's not costing you anything. It was a gift to you, and it's been sitting in your wallet for 12 months, you know? So what if we just keep things really simple? Listen to the nudges. Be aware of how you might be in someone's path on purpose that day. And then follow through with human kindness, even if it's just a piece of plastic. One more thing. Since it is my birthday week, would you do me a favor? This podcast is driven by a mission to inspire others to make a difference in their world. And if you're a listener, you know that. But in order to reach more people with the podcast, here's my ask. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe wherever you're listening, give it a 5-star review, leave a written review, share the podcast. If you can do one of those or all of them, that just helps the algorithm to send it out to more people like you. And that would be a really sweet birthday treat for me. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of this podcast community and for making a difference where you are. Thanks for listening to Human Kindness at Work. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, share, and subscribe. It really helps get the word out so that more people can be inspired to make a difference right where they are. Until next time, look for ways that human kindness is at work around you. And don't just notice, be a part of it. See you next time.